It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy and Nath. Happy Friday, guys. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, this is exciting. He's an Australian singer-songwriter. He's a Coogeyburra man from the Bundjalung Nation. We are loving his newest single, Higher. Please welcome the one, the only, the talented, Budgera. Budgera, welcome.
Hey. How are you guys?
Mate, I tell you what, we are excited, but not as excited as you because live music is back, buddy, and you're about to tour.
Yeah, I am.
How pumped are you to be able to do this, of course, after last year?
I'm so excited. I've always wanted to go on tour, and now it's happening. I'm going on tour.
Well, Budgera, I mean, I don't want to be the one to say it, but I'm just looking at the list of places here. I can see Adelaide, I can see Fremantle, Melbourne, Sydney, Byron Bay, Gold Coast, Brisbane, but I can't see Hobart. I can't see Tassie. What's going on here?
Is this a mistake?
Yeah. Are you about to announce right now, live on the show, I'm coming to Tasmania?
Oh, I wish. I wish I was. I've gotten a few messages. I didn't realise that I had that many fans in Hobart, so it's definitely... I made it a thing. I told my managers, next tour, we need to go to Hobart. We need to go to Tasmania.
Okay.
You're saying this to everyone, yeah. Budgera.
Yeah, don't flirt with all
I
us.
I will come.
Okay, you can confirm on the show right now, next tour, Hobart's on the map, yes?
Yeah.
Okay,
Budgera, I need you to say these words so we can rip them and play them throughout the day. I will come to Hobart. My name is Budgera.
Oh, maybe I won't say that. Hopefully one day, though.
One day. Absolutely. Well, Budgera, I mean, let's talk about the newest single, Higher. We're playing it on the station at the moment. What went into creating this song?
I was just having a really good week.
It's always a good way to start.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Yeah, I was having a great week when I was just feeling real happy. I couldn't sit still. So I, picked up my guitar, I was at my room, and I just... the hook just came to me because I was just feeling good. So the music came out feeling good too. And then I showed it to Matt Corby and he was like, yeah, this is great. So we just jammed.
Matt Corby.
I mean, are you worried, like, for those who don't know, I mean, Matt produced your debut EP. Are you worried sometimes when you show Matt? Because I don't know, Matt seems like a cool guy, but do you get a little bit worried that you're like, you show him a song and you're like, man, I hope Matt likes it.
I'm not too nervous. Cause he's a good friend of mine. I sometimes forget that it's Matt Corby.
It's just Matt Corby, friend of mine, and close personal friends.
I like hear a song on the radio and I'll go like, oh, it's Matt.
So what you're saying is, Budgera, if he doesn't like a song, you go, shut up, Matt, it's a good song.
Nah, I really, like, he's a really smart dude and he's like one of the best singers in history and one of the best songwriters too. So I'd really trust whatever he says about music, because he knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. I mean, Budgera, let's talk about the things you do write about. A quote from you here is that you love to obviously write about your family, your culture, and your friends. Those three things, would you call them the pillars of the way that you create your music?
Yeah, I guess so. I just write from, like, my experience, and my experience involves my family and my friends and my culture. Yeah.
I mean, you can disagree, you can change.
You can say,
I don't remember saying that.
I'm not Matt Corby. You don't have to be nice to me. You can say,
yeah, we're not friends. I mean, you're not coming to Hobart and you won't let us record it and play it.
Look, Budgera, you're doing some incredible things. I do have a message from our mornings announcer, Shawnee B, though, who wanted me to pass this on to you. So Shawnee B was on The Voice on the season before you. And what he wanted to do was give you a massive congratulations, because I believe you may be the first ever person who has ever appeared on The Voice to have a song played on commercial Australian radio. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that. That's pretty hectic.
Well, it could be 100% made up. I am going off what Shorty B told me, so I'm going to give you a round of applause anyway, regardless of if it is true or not, okay?
So that's cool.
Don't Google it. Just take it, Budgera.
Yeah, I'll just take that.
Was Vera Blue on The Voice?
Was she on The Voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was.
Well, you know what? Let's edit this out. Budgera, thank you so much for joining us, mate. All the best with the tour, with the single as well, and we appreciate you coming on the show, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love doing interviews.
Well, mate, you're welcome anytime.
Yeah, thanks.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.